Alka-Seltzer.
First.
Fast.
And always.
For first aid to fast relief from headache, acid indigestion, and cold misery, always rely on Alka-Seltzer, made by Miles Laboratories, who bring you transcribed One Man's Family. Overheard between Fanny and Hazel in the library.
I told your father you had a letter from Pinky, but Henry hasn't heard a word I've said to him all day long.
What in the world's he up to?
I don't know, but I'll find out. I've been married to Henry Barber for over 50 years now, and he's never fooled me yet.
Mm-hmm. So that's how it is with the barbers today.
Alka-Seltzer.
First.
Fast.
And always.
Yes, friends, Alka-Seltzer. First, fast, and always. The first thing to do when you have a headache is always drink a glass of sparkling, refreshing Alka-Seltzer. Alka-Seltzer contains one of the world's most effective pain relievers called sodium acetyl salicylate. Alka-Seltzer is already dissolved when you take it. Therefore, it's ready to go to work instantly. That's why it brings such fast relief. Remember, the first thing to do whenever you have a headache is drink a glass of Alka-Seltzer. You'll feel better fast. Yes, you can always depend on Alka-Seltzer for the comforting headache relief you want.
Ask your druggist for Alka-Seltzer.
First.
Fast.
And always.
Chapter 18, Book 82. Shortly after the mail delivery this morning, Hazel Barber Murray phoned the Barber family home and asked for her father. He was not in. She called again at lunchtime and just missed him. Again at 3, and he was out. And now, about 4 o'clock, she has decided to walk over to her parents' house and see what's happening. We find her now entering the library, where her mother sits alone knitting with the special concentration which indicates that Fanny is somewhat provoked.
Hello there, Mother. Isn't Father back yet?
Oh, he's been back a couple of times and gone out again. I can't keep track of him, Hazel.
I walked over thinking he'd surely be home by now.
I told him to phone you. I said you had a letter from Pinky. Father hasn't heard a word I've said to him all day.
What in the world's he up to?
Well, I don't know, but I'll find out. I've been married to Henry Barber for over 50 years now, and he's never fooled me yet. Not for very long.
Oh, you'd better have more light in here. It's getting dark.
Business, he says.
Hmm?
Whenever he wants to hide something from me, he says it's business, and I wouldn't understand that.
Oh,
very lofty and patronizing, and I could just shake it.
Now, Mother.
Did you bring the letter?
Uh-huh. It seems to me there was a kind of ominous note in it, but Dan isn't worried. He says in the lumber camp they separate the men from the boys, and Pinky'll come home a man. I hope he's right.
Poor Pinky. Sit in the big chair. You'll be more comfortable.
No, this is fine. I couldn't wait any longer to come and read it. Well, this was written day before yesterday from Higby Mills, Camp 2. It's to Dan and me. He says, "Dear Mom and Dan, I've had lots of mail about Uncle Cliff, finally. Let's see now. About Uncle Cliff going to work in the real estate business, and that sure headline news. Uncle Jack wrote that Uncle Cliff's selling subdivision lots hand over fist, and Grandfather's letter yesterday said Uncle Cliff had been promoted. In fact, almost every letter I get is full of astonishing news, and I wish I were home to see it with my own eyes. I lost my place. Oh, yes. But Uncle Cliff isn't the only one who can boast a promotion. I've been promoted out of the cookhouse and the potato peeling. So I don't know what the new job is, except that I'm to get $2 more per week.
Good.
Yes. Mr. Higby himself was here last week, and I went to his office at the mill and laid things on the line.
Hmm.
The lumberjacks have been kidding me ever since I got here last fall, saying Mr. Higby had no intention of ever letting his daughter Eunice marry me. They said Mr. Higby didn't send me up here to learn the lumber business, but really had given me a job to see if he could break my spirit. I just laugh because Eunice's letters are as wonderful as they ever were. Last week when Mr. Higby inspected the cookhouse and saw me still there peeling potatoes, I was sure he'd realize it was time for me to begin learning about timber and marketing and such things. But 4 days went by, and when he didn't send for me, I went to see him. I waited 3.5 hours, but I finally put it to him point blank. I said, "Mr. Higby, there are rumors going around here, and I want a straight answer. Am I learning the lumber business from the ground up, or are you trying to break my spirit?" Isn't that wonderful? Mr. Higby sat tapping his teeth with a pencil, and he finally paid me a high compliment, saying he had come to the conclusion it would be impossible to break my spirit. Well, to make a long story short, my promotion came through this morning. I'm being transferred to Camp 4 on Mount Barrett, where they are blasting a road through high snow and sheer rock to a new forest. The foreman is taking me up there in the jeep late today. We are taking sleeping bags and extra heavy underwear and fur hats.
Oh, my, that'll be cold. On a mountain?
Uh-huh. The foreman won't tell me what my new job is because he wants it to be a surprise. But he has promised I'll earn $2 a week more. Enclosed find money order for Grandfather, and give my love to everybody.
Henry!
Henry, we're in the library. Hazel's here. Go ahead, Hazel.
That was the end. He just sends his love.
Henry, I have something here. A document I want you to sign, please. A sign where I've marked the X.
Aren't you going to speak to Hazel?
Yes, yes, Hazel. Hello.
How are you, Father?
Excuse me. Here's a pen, Fanny. Sign it.
Henry, Hazel's been calling you since 11 o'clock this morning.
Yes.
There's a new letter from Pinky.
And a money order, Father. Here.
Yes, yes. Excuse me. Now, Fanny. Oh, Hazel, hand me that magazine. Yes. Now, put this on your lap, Fanny, and turn the paper over and just sign Fanny Barber where you see the X.
But what is it, Henry?
Oh, it's a legal document. You wouldn't understand it anyway. Sign it.
Why is there such a terrible hurry? Sit down and talk to Hazel.
A man is waiting in his office for me. I have an appointment. It's business, Fanny.
Hand me my other glasses, Hazel.
Oh, never mind, never mind. We'll go into it later. Can't sit here reading the fine print in the legal document when you have guests. Hazel, did Pinky mention my letter to him about Clifford?
Yes, he did, Father.
Money order for $20, eh? Master Pinky has cut his indebtedness to $104. Pinky paying off his obligations, and Clifford at last up on his feet and into the business world. It's all very heartening. Oh, by George, look at the time. You'd better sign this right now, Fanny, and I'll explain it to you at dinner when we have more leisure.
I'm going to read every word of it first.
Fanny, you won't understand a blessed thing in it.
I can try.
Well, here, I'll put Pinky's letter on the desk, Father.
Huh? Oh, yes, yes.
If you're going to read all that, Mother, it's going to take hours. I'll see you two later.
Yeah, yeah.
Don't go.
Can't you see Father can hardly wait for me to get out of the room?
Oh.
Bye. Bye, Father.
Yes, come again, Hazel, when we aren't so busy.
Goodbye, Hazel.
Goodbye.
Fanny, that small type will give you a headache. Will that you, Clifford?
It was Hazel going out.
Oh, you never understand these things anyway. It's merely a formality, Fanny, because this is a community property state. Now, don't ask me to explain community property to you all over again. I haven't the time. It's the same general idea as many other papers you have signed, Fanny. Now, here, take the pen and sign at the X.
Henry, are you and I buying a half interest in a real estate business?
Here, I'll get the blotter.
Just a moment, Henry. Apparently we are, aren't we? We're buying a half interest in the Emmett Harper Realty Company.
It's an investment, Fanny. One of my investments.
The name is to be changed to Harper and Barber. Henry, what have you done? Are you pushing Clifford into something?
Fanny, an opportunity came. It turned up very suddenly. It had to be yes or no. Mr. Emmett Harper is an old man, and he's been looking for a younger partner. It's a chance for Clifford to handle Seacliff properties, don't you see? Something he knows about. Something with real money in it.
Does Clifford know about this?
Certainly he knows about it. He's coming home early. We're closing the deal tonight.
Well, why have you kept it from me then?
Fanny, I saw no reason to get you involved in a mass of community property things that you don't understand until the issue was resolved. Yes.
That's too much responsibility for Clifford, Henry.
Fanny, my dear, listen to me. This is what I've dreamed of for Clifford all my life. A business of his own. Something to occupy him. Something to make him feel a sense of pride in achievement. You mustn't cushion things for him. It isn't fair, Fanny. It weakens him.
Those papers I signed last week, what were they?
We were selling a few securities.
Why didn't you explain it to me then?
Because you never get the community property thing through your head, Fanny. You don't understand it. I haven't time to interpret the state laws every time we sign a paper.
You're shouting, Henry.
Oh, my God.
Yes, yes. Henry Barber speaking. Oh, yes, Mr. Harper. My wife is signing the documents now, Mr. Harper. My son? He's expected at any minute. No, no, you won't be late for your dinner. We'll be there very shortly. Yes, sir. Now, Henry, listen to me. This is the ABC of a business opportunity. Now, try to pay attention. Point one.
Emmett Harper is an old man, and his business has built great goodwill. Point two, he is going to sell a half interest...
Hello, hello, hello! Who's home?
Yes, yes, my boy. Come right in. Your mother and I are just concluding a formality here.
Hi, Mom.
Clifford.
How's my girl, huh? Dad, I sold two more lots today.
Oh, see that, Randy? Clifford is a natural-born salesman. You can't stop him now.
Well, this was easy as falling off a log. I went over to Mercury Athletic Club for a swim this noon. The man in the steam room said he'd been planning to go out to the Elkhorn subdivision and look it over. Well, that's all I needed. I had him into a cold shower and out into the country before his hair was dry.
Oh, Fanny, you hear that? Took him right out of the steam room.
That's enough, Henry. Clifford, is this new business what you really want?
Well, sure, Mom, yeah.
You realize, don't you, that you'll have an ever-increasing responsibility?
Oh, sure, I don't mind what else.
He has complete self-confidence, Fanny. No, don't undermine
him. Mom, I'm on my way now. I'm on top of the world. I found something I can do.
Oh, Clifford.
Well, what's the matter?
All right. Hand me the pen again, Henry. I'll sign it then. I only pray I'm doing the right thing.
The Barbers will be back in just a moment.
Alka-Seltzer.
First.
Fast.
And always.
Yes, friends, Alka-Seltzer. First, fast, and always. The first thing to do when you've had a busy, hectic day and you come home feeling tired out and work-weary is drink a glass of sparkling Alka-Seltzer and see how fast you feel better. That's right. Always depend on Alka-Seltzer. Relax and freshen up with Alka-Seltzer. Just dissolve one or two Alka-Seltzer tablets in a glass of water, then drink the sparkling, refreshing solution this makes. See how quickly and effectively Alka-Seltzer can relieve the tired, tense, aching muscles and headache. How its alkalizing properties actually help speed recovery from the fatigue itself. And listen, here's something else. To help you rest better and wake up feeling better, drink another glass of Alka-Seltzer before you go to bed. Yes, Alka-Seltzer offers real relief from that tense, tired feeling that follows a hectic day of nervous tension and hard work. Try it, won't you? Alka-Seltzer, when you come home from a work-weary day, and also before you go to bed.
Ask your druggist for Alka-Seltzer.
First.
Fast.
And always.
Here's the family again.
Yes, yes, Clifford. Let's hurry now. We're a little late for our appointment.
Right here, Dan. Let's go.
Clifford.
Yes, Dan?
Let's celebrate your new partnership tomorrow night, eh? Yes, yes. Let's invite Morty Pemberton over to dinner.
You kind of like her, don't you, Dan? Well, so do I.
Don't guess that you and your family are getting enough of the essential vitamins. A great many people do just that. As a result, millions are handicapped by vitamin deficiency disease, lack of pep, nervousness, poor digestion, and many other discomforts. One-a-day brand multiple vitamins take out the guesswork. They furnish convenient, economical, and complete protection against a lack of known essential vitamins. So get one-a-day brand multiple vitamins at your drugstore. Take them every day. Remember the name... One-a-day brand multiple vitamins by Miles Laboratories, makers of Alka-Seltzer. One Man's Family is brought to you every weekday night at this time, transcribed by Miles Laboratories, makers of Alka-Seltzer. Tomorrow, Fanny Talks with Morty, Chapter 19, Book 82. This is a Carlton E. Morse production, directed by Michael Raffetto.